and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. You've got a show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can they find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
All right, the Astros have a new outfielder, but this is somebody who's probably not going to make impact in 2021 unless he's another Yuli Gurriel who rises quickly through the farm system. But that was a different story. Also, we'll talk about the bullpen. Is James Click out of his mind? Is he really going to go out and get another reliever, specifically a closer? We'll have to see. They're kind of... The closers are kind of going away, but there's so much for us to talk about on this edition of the Locked On Astros podcast. You can get Locked On Astros on podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device played podcast, Locked On Astros. Brett, while they're listening to the Locked On Astros podcast, what could they be doing?
They could be drinking a Belching Beaver beer. And let me tell you, since we're in the offseason and we're talking about making offseason acquisitions, we made one of our own, decided to contract Belching Beaver Brewery. They were created with the desire to make great beer and have damn good times. They've been around since 2012, and theirs is an award-winning craft beer while also being whimsical and fun to inspire good times to be had by all. They have partnered with the Deftones to create Phantom Bride, named after their ethereal song by the one and only Deftones. Phantom Bride IPA is a blend of Amarillo, Citra, Simcoe, and Mosaic hops, delectably balanced with a perfectly drinkable mix of citrus and hoppy goodness. A truly original Deftones and Belching Beaver collaboration envisioned by Chino Moreno himself and skillfully crafted by Thomas Peters. Sit back, put your headphones on, and drink away. They will be expanding to Texas soon, so be on the lookout for that. Go to their website, belchingbeaver.com, and check out their amazing varieties. And go have a damn good time.
All righty. With all the news on Friday, there was a thank you, Captain Obvious moment when a lot of people were saying, according to sources, the Astros and Pedro Leon have agreed to a $4 million deal. And he's one of the top international free agents out there. And I'm just thinking, dude, we've known this for like a year now. It seems like we've known this. This is not breaking news. Stop trying to make it seem like breaking news. But the day has finally arrived. Pedro Leon is now going to be in the minor leagues. If I had to guess right now, I would say he starts in either Double A, probably Double A. I think they're going to start him off in Corpus Christi, see how he does for half a season down there. And then they'll go ahead and have him play some in Sugarland for maybe 10 or 15 games, see what he can do with the upper level pitching. But also then they'll bring him up to the big leagues towards the end of the season. What do they have to say about him?
Well, he is the number 7 prospect. And so they rank every year the top 30 prospects through MLB Pipeline, and he's number 7. So he's definitely one of the most sought after ones. He is supposed to be one of the great young talents to come out of Cuba in a long time. A 5-tool player, hits with power, has speed, has a great glove. You know, he's not super, super tall, but he has also, he's in between short and tall. And so this kid though, Eric, I would anticipate that if the Astros do not sign a center fielder like Jackie Bradley Jr. or Kevin Pillar or whoever else is out there, that they will play someone like Miles Straw in center field and they will kind of move him up because they're saying he has the ability to be what's called a rapid mover, as Brian McTaggart said. I don't know if y'all remember Jose Altuve going through the minors. He actually rose to the minors pretty quickly. I think Pedro Leon's rise to the minors could be even quicker, depending on what they do this offseason with signing a center fielder or not. I think that will be the key, but I anticipate Pedro Leon to be up with the Astros by as soon as July.
Don't remember exactly when Jordan Alvarez made his debut, but it's be somewhere around then. It's at, yeah. I think it was around, I was at Boy
Scout. It was like July 19th, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah, I want to say, or June, maybe. I think it was June that when Alvarez came up, because I was at Boy Scout camp when, and I didn't get to watch his first game. But I was still doing a podcast from a camping site, so that was great. But Pedro León can throw between 96 and 100 mile per hour from an outfielder. So this is, we're talking about a Puig type arm, somebody who can really throw really good. He's an everyday center fielder. He's probably going to rise through the Astros farm system, but he's not in the Astros plans for the beginning of the year, kind of like what we were just talking about. And Click says, we're hoping that he will dictate to us where he plays in 2021, and hopefully he comes in and can really start pushing us to find playing time for him at the upper levels of the minors. But certainly the main thing right now is getting him here, getting him situated, getting him comfortable, and us learning him and him learning us, and we'll go from there. That was the longest answer that just kind of bounced everywhere.
That's okay. So Yordan was actually called up on June 9th. So I couldn't remember if it was June or July. I thought it was July for some reason, but I remember waiting on him to come up. He had, you know,
it was a Sunday, right?
Yeah. We recently tweeted out, Yordan Alvarez's all 27 of his home runs and a couple different clips, got an amazing response from Twitter on it. But I remember someone had put on there, oh, but you missed his 24 home runs he hit at Round Rock. And I'm like, well, I don't have a video from Major League Baseball showing his 24 home runs. I'm wondering if Pedro León is going to do something like that. And if he does something like that, does he come up as quick as June? You know what I'm saying? Like we've had this experience before. Let's just add him in the mix. Can you imagine if his bat does pop the way it's supposed to once he starts facing that pitching, and then the Astros will be all the more anxious to get him up there. Maybe they're struggling a little bit and they're like, hey, we need some young blood. And so this season, Eric, I think has so many storylines that can come out of it. Jeremy Peña could surprise everybody and make his way up. You know, there's a lot of ways this could go, but Pedro León, and did you see what number he was wearing in his signing picture on his jersey?
Yes, number four.
He was wearing number four. And a friend of mine sent me a picture of his Springer jersey, and he put duct tape over Springer, and he wrote León. I was like, oh, man, Astros fans are already lamenting the loss and moving on, I guess.
I remember one time I had an Andy Pettit pinstripes jersey, and I went as Astros player, and somebody gave me a thing to put Heisman over the Pettit. And so, but yeah, that's what fans do. And if he's number four, that's great. But that doesn't mean the Astros can't re-sign him. I'm just saying they won't. But that's not because of Pedro León. I just want to throw that out there. And speaking of throwing stuff out there, if you want to get into the game in terms of making some money while betting, don't listen to me because I don't know a lot about betting. You know who I go to? I go to betonline.ag. Brett does too. Everybody at the Locked On Astros MLB podcast, they do that too. Why? Because they're experts. They know what they're doing. There's a line for everything. And like I talked about in the last podcast, there's so many NBA games are being canceled. What's the odds of this game being canceled and all that? What's the odds of James Harden actually getting along on the Nets roster with those other superstars and everything? But there's football. I mean, there's football game on right now, and NFL regular season is almost over. We got I don't know if I could say that, but the big game going on down the road in February. But there's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Spring training is starting pretty soon. Are you one of those people who likes to do the over-unders on Astros wins during spring training? BetOnline.ag may be your go-to source. Go, don't sit on sidelines anymore. Get into action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline.ag. betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so apparently the college football season is over, but you know what's not over? Needing an auto part. Brett, where can they go out and get a great auto part?
Well, they can go to rockauto.com. It is a company that's been around for 20 years. It is a family-owned business, and their easily navigable website makes it simple for anyone. See, when you go into a traditional storefront that sells auto parts, they're going to give different prices to different people. If you're not a mechanic, they're going to probably upcharge you a little bit, give them a little sweet deal because they go to them, but not rockauto.com. They're going to treat you like they treat the professionals. They're going to give you the same discounts they give professionals, whether you got a Fiat, a Kia, a BMW, a Maserati, a Tesla Model X. It doesn't matter because the parts they have on there are 30, 50, sometimes 100% less than what you're going to pay for. So let's just say you're pimping around in the Honda Odyssey mom van and you need a Delphi FG 1456 fuel pump assembly. Well, let me tell you, if you go to a store, you're probably going to pay around $300 to $400. Go to rockauto.com, $216.79. That's right. You can quote me on that, $216.79. Chain stores, again, have different tiers and different prices. This place has the best parts, the biggest selection, rockauto.com. When you go to their website, when you see the "How did you hear about us" box, right, locked on, so they know that we sent you to them. Amazing selection, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
And just for the record, I don't watch a lot of college football, but that's okay. So I do watch a lot of Astros baseball. And I know that it seems like the primary focus for James Click this offseason has been a bullpen, because the two big signings have been relievers and they're looking to maybe get something more. I know that Ken Rosenthal tweeted out that Brad Hand has drawn interest from the Astros, Blue Jays, and Mets in the last 48 hours. So this is something that kind of James Click talked about a little bit. And he said that he hasn't ruled out actually going out and finding a closer. And I know there's several closers out there. Roberto Osuna, I doubt he'll be coming back. I don't even know what's going on with him. But Brad Hand is one. Alex Colome is another one, and then Trevor Rosenthal is another one. But
Kirby Yates.
Yeah,
Kirby Yates from the Padres. Apparently he's wanted more than what the Padres wanted to offer him. They could not agree with they couldn't come to terms. So, you know, Kirby Yates is out there, and also Joakim Soria, who we talked about last show, is out there as well. You know, he's a little bit older, a little bit long on the tooth, but he's a seasoned veteran. So, Eric, I think the Astros have some budget closers that are out there and could possibly be available. But my question is this. Let's say they don't go out and get Colome. Let's say they don't get Rosenthal or Hand. What about Paredes? I mean, what about setting him up as closer? I don't know if he's too young where you want to put him in that closer role just yet, but that may be an option. What do you think?
Well, I know that James Click said, and so if we don't get a closer by end of spring training, by opening day, have someone who has done the job in past, it won't mean that we don't think that we have the guys on the roster who could step into that role and do it going forward. I know a lot of people will point to Ryan Pressly. I know that you're not really one of those guys, but Ryan Pressly, if he is the most experienced reliever on the Astros roster, go for it. I don't know if I want to watch Baez and his slow pitching style in the ninth inning. And I think I saw this is what James Click had to say. I'll go back to my other statement, but he said this is what he had to say on Pedro Baez, who is a notoriously slow worker. We'll plan to use him in the seventh inning just to give everyone a little bit extra time to get a beer before they stop selling beers at the end of that inning. That's classic. I mean, for a GM to come out and say, yeah, this dude pitches slow, but that's just his style. I mean, not everybody's out there like, I can't think of anyone on top of my head, but Chris Davinsky was one that always had a quick delivery. And so
yeah,
not exactly.
Everybody's like that. Yeah, you know, Davinsky, I mean, I know we're talking relievers, but Wade Miley was notoriously had like the fastest, like got the ball back to home, was one of the fastest in the league, if not the fastest.
Right.
And so, yeah, when I saw that quote, I was like, I don't know if he's being funny or if he just doesn't really have a whole lot of confidence in how they're going to use him. I mean, I like Pedro Baez as a signing because, like Clay had mentioned in our past show, that he was with the Dodgers. He's been with the winning organization. He's been in the league for several years. And so I think it's key to bring veterans in with these young pitchers, because most of these guys, Eric, all they've had is 2020.
Yeah.
And 2020 is not much because it was only 60 games. So that's a microcosm of a major league season. And the more veterans they get, and that's why I think it would be advantageous for them to sign a closer. If it means signing a closer or signing an outfielder, I think a closer, if you can get a good deal, you can get a closer and a budget outfielder easily.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the rest of the Astros bullpen as it consists now. If Joe Smith is planning on playing this year, is Smith, Baez, Stanek, Anoli, Paredes, then you got Brooks Raley and Blake Taylor. Of those names I just read, Paredes would probably be the top of the pecking order after Presley for closing position. Don't sleep on Brian Abreu. This is a guy who can kind of force his way back onto the roster like he did in 2019. 2020 was a little bit off season for him. But yeah, do the Astros have options? Yes. Could Presley do it? Yes. But you want to go out there and get that guy who can be, you're not going to go out there and get Billy Wagner. But you need to get somebody out there who you can really consistently kind of count on. And if people don't think that's Presley, then yes, they need a closer.
Now, one name I don't see on here is Josh James. Why is – I mean, I know we have control. I know he has control issues. And I'm not saying that I'm like, hey, Josh James needs to be the man. But I'm just wondering, I mean, isn't he still considered a relief pitcher, right? Yeah. I mean – and so, and I, you know, I've seen various lists here and there, but you know, Josh James.
It was, yes, he's got the stuff, but it was ugly last year. It was very ugly.
No, it was. No, yeah. So. You know, and I wish he could capture some of that magic he had when he first came up, you know, that 104 mile an hour fastball, but you know, control it. But the Astros, you know, Eric, I don't think the Astros pitching situation is really that desperate. No. I think that with what the young guys showed this last year, I think to me, it gives me confidence that over time with someone like Martin Maldonado, with the veterans like Greinke, McCullers, those guys, they can really
Forrest
set a
Whitley
tone.
For closer.
Forrest Whitley. I didn't even think about that.
I've mentioned that several times. I mentioned that.
No, I didn't say you hadn't mentioned it. You're like, don't, what do you like you're like Jedi mind trick. You're like, these droids.
I pulled out my headphones so I couldn't hear what you said, but I'm sure it was okay. Very insightful and very, everybody's going to be applauding you for that. But
what? Hold on. Time out. What? Hold on. Wait. Oh, see. Okay. See, now Eric is showing his AWS right now. Anyways. No, what I was saying was this, okay, is I completely lost my train of thought because you're pulling shenanigans on here and it's all good. But here's the deal. See, I don't want to go on one of these rants and start cussing because
there's
I don't want
options.
To get a passive aggressive. Okay. I don't want to get a passive aggressive 5-star review, which I guess I don't mind if they're 5 stars, but I think that the Astros pitching situation is not as desperate as a lot of people make it out to be. I think these young guys, like I said, do provide enough experience to go in. But with that being said, you know, Forrest Whitley, what's his role going to be? I mean, we haven't really, I mean, I know you've talked about him being closer, but what is his role going to be? I mean, is he going to continue to have arm issues? And if he is, and Eric, let me ask you this. If he has arm issues this year, Do we consider trading him because he still, quote unquote, has upside?
Well, there's a lot of people out there talking, well, do you trade him for Andrew Benintendi? And that's something that I want to talk about on the next podcast. Would you trade somebody who was untouchable under the Luno regime? And Click, is he really as untouchable? So we'll have to see. I think I don't think that they're going to give him up for a Benintendi, but if something else we could talk about in the next show is maybe what trade packages could you come up with to maybe go get a Benintendi or something like that, or who could you trade off the 40-man roster? So that's something that we can definitely talk about next time. But to hear that James Click is not going to settle for what he has in the bullpen right now is good. And does that mean he doesn't trust him? No, he wants to go out there and prove that depth in the bullpen. And that's what he wants to do. And if you want to improve your depth in your betting, why don't you listen to the Locked On Bets podcast? 2020 is mercifully over, and it's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking all college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets podcast wherever you get your podcast. And we will be back later this week and talk about everything we just talked about and whatever news, like the Astros extend Carlos Correa to a deal. Brad Hand is now a Houston Astro. We'll talk about all that. And after we wake up in our from a obviously a good dream. So we'll talk to you later on the Locked On Astros podcast.